Wade and Carol Yamamoto, Waikele, Hawaii. We always thought that investing in real estate was far too risky. Buying property meant exposure to uncertainty, which could lead to the loss of money. It was too scary for us to consider. Playing it safe when it came to our retirement investments may have soothed our nerves in the short term because we never lost what we considered to be a lot of money. However, neither did we make a lot of money, and we did sustain a loss of about $20,000 in a work retirement fund when the stock market began to slide. Fear of the unknown, coupled with worry about what others would say about us, was a powerful obstacle. When we heard about Rich Dad, Poor Dad from a friend in 2000, we were intrigued because Robert Kiyosaki comes from Hawaii originally, as we do. We live in Oahu, but I was born and raised on the island of Kauai, and Carol comes from the Big Island. We both earned degrees from the University of Hawaii. My parents pressed for a college education for my sister and myself. College was the ideal conveyed to Carol as well. Higher education led to higher income. That's what we were told, and that's what we believed. Reading about someone else's history of success made us skeptical because it's a lot different from actually getting out there and achieving it on one's own. Yet when we read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, we were struck by the easy, enjoyable manner that Robert Kiyosaki used to put forth his information. We were absorbing so much information about financial independence. At the same time, our fear of real estate investing began to disappear. When we began to play the cash flow games with the friend who introduced us to the Rich Dad philosophy, something else happened. I began to realize why I didn't want to be dealt either an engineer or a doctor profession card to start the game. They made getting out of the rat race that much harder. A janitor card, I saw, could help me win the game. Looking at the different occupation cards when we first began playing, we noticed that the higher paid players also had much higher expenses and more doodads. It took them a lot more work to get the passive income to surpass the expenses that are required to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track. Yet, the occupation cards really mimicked real life in that more income meant the bigger house, better cars, etc. Playing the games really opened our eyes, but until we moved ourselves into the I-investor quadrant, we didn't realize how true the games really were. By mid-2001, we told ourselves that if wealth was in our future, some tough decisions, including significant lifestyle changes, were required. Looking around at the three-bedroom house we lived in, we saw it in a whole different way. We paid $2,000 a month without utilities to live there. We bought it for $300,000, and like a lot of people we knew, we expected to sell it at some unspecified future date for a lot more money. We put money into renovating the house, and by this time, the real estate market for these homes had bottomed out. We couldn't refinance our loan because we had no equity. We hoped the house would appreciate in value, but it never did. But if we sold the house, which was eating up too much of our income, we could begin to play the game for real. Carol's first reaction was, "What will our friends think?" In response, I asked her if she wanted to live there for the next 20 years. Thinking about it, she said no. Then we went through the what-if list. What if we sold the house and used the money to buy real estate that would give us monthly income? What if we lived someplace that didn't cost us as much money? What if we stayed where we were and did nothing? We talked over each point at length. Why are we in this house? Was a question we had to answer honestly. We sold the house for $260,000, took a loss, and purchased a townhouse in April 2002. While I must say that moving towards the I quadrant was the biggest and initially the hardest thing we've ever done as a married couple, we don't regret it for a minute. We felt it was the only way to begin to achieve financial independence. 3 months later, we bought our first rental property in Honolulu.